Last year, of the 10 films that sold the most tickets, 8 were rated PG-13. Studios fight hard to avoid R ratings, especially for their big, expensive movies, because they desperately want as many young patrons as possible. So when the new documentary Bully about school bullying was assigned an R rating, its extremely passionate distributor, Harvey Weinstein, launched a big public campaign to have the rating ratcheted back. Here is a clip from the film.
They punch me, strangle me, take things from me, sit on me.
Give it to him hard!
He's not safe on that bus.
Weinstein got the PG-13 rating after agreeing to cut just a couple of bits of rough language from the film. And so, once again, everybody is arguing about the peculiar, opaque world of Hollywood's self-censorship system. Every movie's rating is decided by an anonymous panel of people, supposedly regular people, whom the Motion Picture Association refers to only as parents, which means, theoretically, I could join. Here with me to figure this out is the filmmaker Kirby Dick. His 2006 documentary, This Film Is Not Yet Rated, is an investigation of how the rating system works. Kirby, welcome to Studio 360.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
So this documentary, Bully, at first got an R rating because the real children depicted in it used too many four-letter words on camera. But the other night, I saw in a movie a guy being slowly cut in half with a giant cleaver and a raccoon eating a human heart, and that movie was rated PG-13. Does anybody know what the rules are? Is there a set of rules?
Well, actually, there are really no written rules. Actually, there's only one, as far as I know, which is the use of the F word. If you use the F word once in a non-sexual context, you can get a PG-13 rating. But if you use it in a sexual context, or use it twice in a non-sexual context, then you get an R rating.
PG-13 allows pretty grisly violence and murder to be depicted. What distinguishes these days a PG-13 movie from an R movie in terms of depiction of sex?
That is one of the very vague areas on this, is that it's sort of, this is what I feel that the rating should be. It's not being done at all with any kind of transparency, and it's not being done with any kind of guidelines.
Has it always operated more or less in this not quasi non-independent fashion?
It used to be a little more transparent in this 70s and early 80s, but that, you know, one of its hallmarks now is that no one really knows what's going on. Everything goes on behind closed doors, which is astounding that an industry would be able to self-regulate, in the 21st century. I don't think that the 6 major studios, which control 90% of the film business, should be rating films, the entire industry's films, both their own films, which is fine if they want to apply ratings to those, but also their competitors' films. That puts them in a position to rate their films less harshly and allow their films to make more money and rate their competitors' films more harshly, which they do repeatedly.
Which brings in a question of whether such a system, especially in the internet age and the cable TV age, needs to exist at all.
What should be done is they should have and it's not hard to do, they should really have a break it out by category, sex, violence, profanity, drug use, mature content, and very precisely but quickly list what's in each of those categories so parents can decide. Right now they have very vague categories, and the reason for that is they want to make sure that they can get their films to be PG-13. And the vaguer the categories are, the more they are able sort of to fudge the ratings and push their films into a PG-13 category.
And although, as you say, the system is meant to guide parents, as if parents of teenagers really have much control over what their 16-year-olds will see. But the crux is really PG-13 versus R, because once it's an R, then theaters are obliged not to let kids under 17 in.
Exactly.
Is there a good example of films where, of non-big Hollywood studio films that are rated more harshly versus a studio film that is cut slack?
Dark Knight received a PG-13.
That was the Batman film with Heath Ledger.
Right, which has, quite a significant amount of violence in it.
Do you want to know why I use a knife? Guns are too quick. You can't savor all the little emotions
And again, I mean, it's a good film. I mean, I'm not saying the film shouldn't be made, but parents were not aware of the level of violence in that film. And there was really no effort made on the part of the studio or the ratings board to warn parents with regards to that film. It's a real double standard. I mean, the reason these ratings board does not rate films as harshly because of violence is because that's where the most of the films that are PG-13 or violent are making a lot of money.
And conversely, are there independent films that get an R rating that you believe if they were studio films would be PG-13?
I mean, one example that comes to mind is John Waters' A Dirty Shame. It received an NC-17, even though really should have received an R rating. There's essentially no real nudity in the film whatsoever, and nothing compared to the kind of American Pie sort of nudity that and all the other sort of raunchy R-rated comedies that you see that have been out in the last 10 years.
Kirby, thanks so much for talking with me today.
Thank you.
Kirby Dick is the director of the 2006 documentary This Film Is Not Yet Rated. His new film, The Invisible War, about rape in the military, will be released in June. So what do you think? What's the best way for movies to be rated? Or should they be rated at all? Tell us at studio360.org.